deep and not only stupid answers. Everybody plug in, hold on to your butts, and let's get going. 3, 2, 1. Oh. Hey there, guys. Welcome back to Only Stupid Answers, the best damn podcast you could put your ear right onto.
I'm waiting for you to do that intro sometime and it like makes an inverse sound wave. Like it's just, it's just like a black hole of sound.
And all we get sucked into it and everybody dies. Guys, welcome back. This is the best. Said this part already. And this is the podcast where we talk about movies.
Yes.
TV shows.
That's the one.
Comics.
Yep.
And that's pretty more.
All good stuff.
Et cetera. And et cetera.
Ghosts when Sam feels like it.
Guys, how are you, right? Yeah. How is everybody doing? Let's wait for them.
Thanks, guys.
Quiet
really
bunch.
Appreciate it. Yeah, but we got some head
we
nods.
We appreciate
in there.
It. Yeah. A lot of quiet nods.
A lot of quiet head nods in there.
But, guys, thanks so much for turning out today. And also, everyone listening at home, we appreciate you as
yes.
well. And for everybody in the audience today, if you guys didn't know this, still quiet bunch.
Yeah.
Not even, they have popcorn out there and they're not even crinkling it.
No,
it's
impressive. Very impressive.
Yeah.
This is the crowd you want to go see a movie with.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Remember Ghostbusters? Remember how mad I was after Ghostbusters? Flashback, everybody. I was watching Ghostbusters, and I thought a little kid was kicking my seat the entire time, but nope, it was an 80-year-old woman, and she was, I think she was, may have been having just a swell old time, and she was kicking her legs around like, if you can't reach
some people,
the floor.
Some people just want to watch the world burn, man. She just wanted to kick your seat and see what happened.
At that point in my life, I really wouldn't care anymore. Mm-hmm. Anyways, guys, you can listen to this podcast on
iTunes.
More than one
yes.
platform. iTunes is
iTunes one. Stitcher's one.
There's another one.
Spotify.
Love that one.
Audio Boom.
Ooh, I love that one more.
Player FM, Overcast, all the other ones. Yeah.
And they're all listed on our social media accounts like Twitter, at Only Stupid Answers. But what do?
Take out the mouse rooms, Newman.
There you go. Easy to find. But also just full Only Stupid Answers on Facebook, Instagram.
Yes.
And also our new favorite.
These.
reddit.com/r/onlystupidanswers. r/onlystupidanswers. Dubs.
Yeah,
I just looked at it, and I don't. I'm just a little too lazy to click over and find it again. You lovely people created the Reddit, and you guys populate it with questions or topics to talk with each other. Like I noticed, someone put in the Logan trailer, which we'll get to in a second. In there,
and
I think they had like a nice discussion, so I'll pull up some comments for that. But yeah, DJ.
Yeah.
Now that we're into it.
Huh.
We
are into the podcast. This is usually the part on the show where we look at Twitter ratings and reviews. Twitter, Instagram. I'm going to get their
iTunes.
Snapchat. There it is. iTunes.
There you go. If we had a Snapchat, we'd be awful at it.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be like, do you want to see us sitting around?
So iTunes, we love it when you guys go and rate and review, give us 5 stars.
I'm going to be honest.
Yes.
Completely forgot that we did that.
I know. It's tough sometimes.
I don't know. I was like, there's something. We usually vamp more before we get into like the
guys,
talk.
It's a rainy day outside. It's throwing us off.
I'm going to be honest.
Californians
asleep.
Don't know what to do with it.
I've been asleep the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And now we're
You've been
it.
Asleep the whole week.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you saw him on any of his social media, that was him sleepwalking.
That's the guy I got.
So here we go. HG Girl on Fire says, Sam has a point. 5 stars.
True.
What's your point, Sam? Another opportunity to listen to my favorite nerds, Sam and DJ, talking about nerdy things and just be passionate about stuff. Worth it every time and always come back for more. It makes my commute more entertaining and less of a joy killer. Very thankful for that.
And
we are as well.
I like that we're people's commutes. I like that we're the first thing they listen to.
2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's a night job and then they've been awake for a while. Anyways, that's pointless of what I just said. The Bee's Knees is another one we have by Chinese King. Great name.
Listen, the King of Chinese. Hit us up.
The Bee's Knees wearing the cat's pajamas.
5 stars.
5 stars. It's a 5 star, so I guess it's great. But that the Bee's Knees. Both of those things mean good
terms.
Things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Bee's Knees wearing the cat's pajamas.
Yes.
Well, I guess that's good.
It's pretty good, yeah.
But any pajamas made for cats is way too big for bees. Everyone knows that. Didn't mean to
point
you out.
It's a...
Really didn't mean to...
Throw a major shade at the Chinese King.
Throwing Chinese King under the bus. Sorry, everybody. But we hope you're all having a wonderful day today. DJ?
Yes.
Mind if I talk about something for a second?
Please.
I love food.
I also love food.
You know what I like?
What?
I like to cook.
You know what? I also like to cook.
DJ?
Yeah.
That's great. But you know what? Sometimes I have trouble because I get ambitious And sometimes, I don't know, I just need a little bit of help.
Yes.
You know what I turn to?
Where?
Blue Apron.
Well, I didn't see that coming.
Slip right in.
Yeah.
Yes, Blue Apron. Because I think it's really important to know where my food comes from when I'm cooking. Because
yes.
Sometimes I like to get a little fast and loose when I'm eating. Like, you know, you just get a paycheck. You will go out and eat not so like unhealthy food. But then you go home and you're like, no.
You like to eat a garbage trough of food at
but
Chili's.
But then go eat good food.
Yeah.
And I want to, and Blue Apron is just... I don't know. The guys, I'm going to be honest, they're top-notch, and they're affordable. You're going to get the best stuff for your little tum-tums.
And also, they send it to you, and also, it's correct me if I'm wrong, Sam, but it's the right amounts that you need, so you're not dealing with a lot of food waste. I like to cook, and there's a lot of times where I was like, I'm going to get 5 potatoes because I'm going to use all of them, and then like a week later, there's stuff sprouting out of them because I haven't used all of them.
That happens to me sometimes. I just don't buy enough, and then I have a very small meal. But no, Blue Apron's super affordable, but with that affordability, you'd be spending like $10 or less per person per meal. Blue Apron's going to deliver seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned.
Yes.
Love that. Saying pre-portioned. Say it with me. One, two, three.
Pre-portioned.
Everybody at home on three. One, two, three.
Pre-portioned
ingredients.
Not to be confused with proportion.
No, proportion. Pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. So that way, you don't need to waste anything. They're giving you very specific step-by-step instructions. They're easy to follow, little recipe cards. You can use those pre-portioned ingredients, and you can make a meal in 40 minutes or less. That's what they're promising. I hold them to it, and I think I can make a pretty good meal with them. And you can customize your recipes based on your preferences. And also, they switch them up all the time, and so you're within a year, you're not going to get the same meal twice.
Yes.
That's the goal. That's the goal. That's the promise from Blue Apron.
That's pretty exciting.
That is, right? And also, if you're not feeling it for a week, you can say, hey, don't bring that to me.
Hey, you need to cool it, Blue Apron.
But you know what? I appreciate you still. And this is the best part. Guaranteed. The Blue Apron's got a freshness guarantee. Guess what it does?
Right.
Oh, it promises that every ingredient in your delivery is going to arrive ready to cook. Ooh, that's really cool. And if it's not, ooh, they're going to fix it.
That's pretty great.
Ooh.
So yeah, if you guys want to check out this week's menu and you can get your first 3 meals free with free shipping,
Whoa.
You can go to blueapron.com/stupid.
Whoa.
That's because of us.
That's stupid.
That's where the stupid part comes in.
It's easy because you're like, I want to feel smart. Opposite of smart, stupid. And then
you're good to go.
blueapron.com/stupid.
So you will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Check it out at blueapron.com/stupid. We would love you forever for
that. Awesome. All right. Blue Apron, check them out. All right. Let's get into it. DJ.
Yes.
What have you been into this week?
Oh, my goodness. Well,
there's subtitles, guys, if you didn't hear what I said.
Well, it's, I've been crazy busy.
Uh-huh.
For those of you kids at home that don't know, I'm actually making my very first comic book. Yeah. So I've been, that's going to come very soon.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been posting, concept art and stuff like that on my Instagram at DJ Talks Trash.
Nice.
Yeah. And I'm going to have an announcement soon of when the crowdfunding campaign is going to launch.
Ooh.
And that has been consuming a significant amount of my time.
Yes, you've been working very hard. But guys, you should be paying attention to at DJ Talks Trash, all where the places it matters. Because he's going to have a really cool
announcement.
Also here. Pay attention here.
Yeah, but definitely pay attention here because that...
Just do it.
I did get the chance to catch up on Sherlock, and I heard a lot of people throwing shade at the finale, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm hearing some good things in our subreddit, which I'll get to in a second, but
yeah,
I'm hearing some people liking it.
It wasn't their best episode, but some were saying it was the worst, and it's like, I personally thought the first episode of the season was weaker than the finale. I thought the finale was pretty good overall, so I kind of do hope that this is the end of the line for the show, unless they want to come back in like 10 years or something.
Or like one finale, like one big.
I mean,
I can't even say anything because I haven't seen it.
Because you haven't seen any of it yet. So, I enjoyed it. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much.
Dub
yes.
On r/onlystupidanswers. He's saying that he watched Sherlock and he really enjoyed it despite all the hate as well. So
there you go.
Now you gotta watch.
I got
somebody.
Good company.
Yeah, go ahead and reach out, Dub. He's the boy who made, or girl, I can't tell because Dub is unisex.
Mm-hmm.
So, they. There we go. That's the pronoun.
They
created the subreddit for us, which is really cool. I've been reading too many comics per usual, which has been really good, but I'm just kind of scrolling through them really quick.
Wait,
you got a thing?
Really quick.
Here's a quick thing.
One thing I did was able to catch up on. I haven't read the most recent issue, but there's a comic called Motor Girl.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I want to say that the creator, I would feel like a big old idiot if I got this wrong, so forgive me while I look it up for a hot second.
It's all good.
It is about a girl, a motor girl. No, she's a mechanic working in a junkyard with her friend, a giant gorilla.
Classic.
And she helps repair crashed alien spaceships.
Yeah,
and it's really good. Yeah, it's the creator's Terry Moore. He did a book called Rachel Rising, Strangers in Paradise, and I kept hearing that he's like one of the greats, and I just haven't had a chance to read one of his books. Yeah, and so he was just wrapping up Rachel Rising, and this came out, so it's like, this is my time. I'm going to check it out. Do not regret it at all. It is so good. That's one of the comics I read. So
very cool. I've been reading my normal comics.
Yes.
I did pick up. You're going to be proud of me. And I know you have the whole thing, so maybe I could borrow it from you after, but there was a little sale on Animal Man by
Grant
Morrison. So I just downloaded it right now.
But definitely feel free to, so you don't have all of it.
No, volume one.
Okay, when you get through that, if you want to read the rest of it, definitely, I got it all.
It was on. It was a thing for a long time, from like the 80s straight through to the 90s when my bro was born, which was weird. But also I read The Ray, which is the... I had never read anything about The Ray for DC. It's their JLA Rebirth storyline. He is cool.
I've always really liked his design.
His story is really cool. He's like he can like make things like Green Lanterns can with light, like parts of his suit are. But also he was treated like like he had the allergy. You know, people have allergies to sunlight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the old school Ray origin.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, then that's what he is in this. And like he like can't watch TV for too long. That's too much light on him. He like kind of just lives in the dark. And like, and they did mention that his dad had that too. So
his dad, I think, is the original 1940s Ray.
Yeah. And I think that's what they're
implying.
Yeah. But then like when it like happens, he can like turn invisible and he can like.
That's
like,
cool.
The comic was better than Vixen's.
Okay.
The Adams was the most fun. Like that.
So
Adam
is top, then The Ray, then Vixen. Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be one more, I think, for Killer Frost, and then they're going to get into JLA, which
is
I'm really excited.
Is this version of The Ray gay?
Yes.
Okay.
He is. Which it was dealt with really cool. It was more like you don't like. It's not like said. It's more like he had a best friend.
Just part of his.
Yeah. He had a best friend when he was growing up, and like he just. How much it hurt him when he couldn't be around his friend anymore, because when his friend would come in, like there's a chance he could have opened a door and like or let light come in, and like it would have made him react to it somehow, and so he couldn't be around him anymore. And then when he grew up, it just like the way they unfold it is really nice. But
that's
also
cool.
Superman right now, have you read not the most recent, but 2 weeks ago did you read the Superman issue,
the beginning of Multiplicity? I have not yet, unfortunately. I just finished. I just read the annual where he faces Swamp Thing,
which is
really cool. I love that artist. That artist is so great.
They do that does directly lead into
cool.
this. So,
and I think right now where I'm at, he's still fighting Frankenstein.
That was kind of lame. I'm going to be honest. It was like I was like I'm this. It was filler.
I just like Frankenstein. He's so cool.
I kind of do. I got a little. I haven't really gotten into him because I haven't read a story where like he's headlining. He just mainly shows up and he's like, "I'm hunting aliens."
Whatever.
Or something.
Yeah. If you Frankenstein, Agent of Shade's really good. Grant Morrison introduced him as part of his Seven Soldiers of Victory big maxi series. He played a part in Final Crisis.
And he was part of the JLD for a while too.
Yeah.
But no. So Multiplicity had the second issue. And they're going full into all things Grant Morrison, and they're not like changing any of it, but they're just like re-explaining it. And I just remembered how weird this is. It's like they have the ship that can like traverse the multiverse, and
that's cool. Is it like the team from Multiversity? That's
not
cool.
All of them. They just kind of limit it and like show you like you get the cool Superman president from Earth 31 or 30, and you get like. Gender bent Aquaman, and you get the cool Flash and everything. And
cool.
But the thing that Grant Morrison didn't do is what Peter Tomasi, I think that's who is
Tomasi.
Yeah, he is diving into all the worlds that you didn't get to go to in Multiplicity. Like in the second issue, he goes to that world where Etrigan is Superman, where he's like Super Demon.
Yeah,
and they go there, and he's like basically something is happening that. Some entity is rounding up Superman from all over the multiverse.
That's so,
and so
cool.
The first issue opens with, I think it's Red Sun Superman crash landing right outside Hamilton County where Superman now lives,
nice.
Clark Kent, and something is chasing him. And the reason why they came to that Earth is because Ken and Kong got taken, and like they're all being kept
interesting.
Somewhere. And like Captain Carrot, the bunny version, like the cartoon guys, there's a there's a cartoon version of Superman that's like a rabbit. It's very fun, but he got like altered somehow, and like it's cool. I don't know what they're doing, but like they get to visit a bunch of different worlds, and like there was one world that wasn't, I don't remember it being listed in like the multiversity like map.
Yeah,
I think it's one of those like ones that he intentionally left out. It was the Justice League of Assassins, and
what?
And
it was,
and they get,
I'm so sold.
They
man.
Get like they get a little messed up, but it's more like you're like watching it, and it's like obviously like kind of like trying to like dive into Suicide Squad a little bit, but also having versions of those characters also Suicide Squad members that are kind of morphed into Justice League members.
It's interesting.
And they're like the opening for the second issue of this. And it's really cool right
That's,
now.
That sounds amazing.
Superman is definitely one of the comics you guys should be reading right now.
Pete
Tomasi's
having so
fun.
Much fun over there. Interesting. He's also kind of pertinent because he was an editor for a while. Mm-hmm. I believe I'm remembering this correctly. He was an editor for a while, and his first job back at writing was a Black Adam limited series.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which was very, I think it was him and Doug Monk on art, and it was very praised. And you probably have that to thank to other than the fact that they cast Dwayne Johnson as Black Adam, you probably also have that to thank for us getting.
I have to ask, what?
Yeah.
So news, if you guys didn't know, so DC and Warner Brothers / Touchstone, right?
New Line,
thank you. It's like their offshoot or subsidiary. Yeah. They're making a Captain Marvel movie. That was the plan, but they signed Dwayne Johnson on to play Black Adam,
the infamous villain of
Shazam.
It's funny, some people are kind of like, well, why is Black Adam is one of the top tier DC villains.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason he was a part of the main team on Forever Evil.
Yeah, but the thing is whenever The Rock is interviewed about it, he always is like, you know, he's like a man who fights for what he loves. And it's
he's an anti-hero. He really hits that hard. He's an anti-hero.
Yeah, and I'm like...
which he has been from time to time.
Yeah, but it's really funny when, like, there was an IO9 article that was like, someone's told Dwayne that Black Adam's a bad guy, right? And, like, it showed, like, the picture they used was him flying through a child and killing him. And I was like, yeah, he's pretty bad. Like, and now the news that has come out is that they're making two movies. Yeah. One is Shazam / Captain Marvel, and the other one's a Black Adam movie. I would rather get a Flash movie first. I'm going to be honest before we get to that.
I mean,
or
theoretically,
a Lex Luthor movie.
You're supposed to get a Flash movie before that happens if they're able to land a director. You know,
they're
it's
not
interesting.
Doing it.
I was taken aback by that, especially since that's the only news we have for Shazam is that Dwayne Johnson is cast as Black Adam. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'm not going to commit to this, but here's my plan. Is I thought of some ways that it could work and why it might work. And so I'm thinking about doing that as my video this week for my personal channel.
Oh, I'm going to check it out. YouTube.com/
DJ Talk Trash.
That's really cool. Also, because we haven't one-on-one spoken about this, Logan had a new trailer. I'm going to pull up the subreddit really quick so we can
You're going to pull up the trailer
thoughts.
For us to show
Everyone listen. Gather around. Everyone in the audience, gather around. Get close to
I'm
the
so excited to get to that part in Superman, man. That sounds so up my alley.
Which part?
What you were talking about with Multiplicity.
Oh, that. Sorry, I thought you meant
like,
Logan. I was like, when does Superman show?
No. You got me really amped to get there.
It is, and I'm excited. Like, it's definitely one that I always look forward to. I'm like, I have to know. Like, and also, Action Comics is doing something really cool too.
Cool.
These two characters that maybe are new or maybe they're old. I don't really know. They showed up and they accuse. They're like Minority Report cops, basically from space, and they're like. Lex Luthor, because he's using Apocalypton tech, becomes the new Darkseid. And they show like a future of like what it looks like, and it's terrifying. And also Superman's symbol, because he wears it, becomes like the symbol of like Apocalypse. Yeah. So it's really scary. So he's being held, like he's going on trial for something that hasn't happened yet. And Superman, like you're kind of left in like a conundrum where it's just like...
That's interesting.
I mean, it's definitely possible because of who he is and like all the things that are at his disposal. So... Who knows? But that's also fun as well. Anyways, pulled up. What did you think of the Logan
trailer? I really liked it.
It's
really
the final one
it.
Before the movie comes out.
Yeah, because the movie's almost here.
Yeah.
It's literally like right on top of us. I really like what they're doing with Laura Kinney, X-23.
Mm-hmm.
I like that something that's really bothered me with her character. Every teen character, female character in comics is like crazy sexualized.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just weird. It's like.
It's weird for the adult readers, but obviously, again, who are comics written for? Kids. So it
But also, it's being drawn by adults. Like, it's just
weird.
So I like the fact that they made her even younger. Mm-hmm. And she is so threatening. She has all the swagger of Hugh Jackman, who's been doing the role for like 20 years now.
God,
like,
that scene where she's eating cereal and she just walks out with. She's walking out with three things at first, and then it cuts to her just having the backpack and the handcuffs. But I'm like, I think she was holding a body part. Yeah. I think she was holding
something.
But when
she throws that backpack off, yeah. you're like, oh, things are about ready to get real up in here.
Mm-hmm. I loved everything about it. Great music choice as well. Whoever the editing house is, good job. We got a couple comments on the subreddit. Who?
Cleo, Way Down We Go.
Yes, so track. Good. Yeah. Real good. Oh, yes. Okay, I was really excited about this, too. Miss Ander Fulcrum. To DJ's far left, that's her tag. That's a flare. That's what it's called. Also, dubs will make you guys flare if you want it for the subreddit.
Nice.
Yeah. Just message him. So that Logan and X23 combo move at the end of the trailer was so
cool.
Seriously cool. Like, very excited for this movie. Love this trailer overall. And then dubs, awesome little shout out. Personally, I love this trailer. It didn't like it as much as the first, although I think it was largely due to Hurt being in the first one. It was, however, awesome to see the relationship between X23 and Logan a little more. He seems to really care about her. It was also weirdly cool to see Xavier swear. I loved hearing him swear. Do you watch the
No, I haven't seen it yet.
The other one.
Yeah, I wasn't able to find it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that caught my eye, obviously, there's the scene with the comic, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm. They made that for the trailer.
You can tell.
Movie,
yeah, you can tell. And obviously, Wolverine has his costume in that comic, right? There is a deleted scene in The Wolverine where he gets the costume.
I think you're going to see him in it.
His healing factor is not what it used to be, all right? Please, for the love of God, give me the costume before the end of the movie.
Yeah. I think they got to do the old man story Logan, old man Logan storyline. There we go, got that mixed up. But, and I won't say what that is because people are going to go see the movie, but for the people who are aware of that story, like what Logan's part in everything and how bad the world is, I think you might get a scene like that, which would be really rough to watch, but it would be really cool. And you could get the costume in that.
Yeah. The other thing that's might be interesting
is...
it would
be so weird to see him see it on his body.
I do, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if this is going to be... if this is technically an alternate reality. Like, what if this is the reality if they hadn't fixed things in Days of Future Past? That's something that occurred to me watching this trailer. What if it's not like, because the Days of Future Past ends with like, things are great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if maybe this is the negative version. This isn't technically like in continuity.
It's probably, no, I don't know if it's the Days of Future Past one, but it definitely seems like its own little pocket thing where it's like, but even though it is that, no one touches Logan anymore. Logan's put to bed.
Yeah.
He's going to sleep, which he's been doing this for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Which is
he's in his 40s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He looks insane.
Yes, he does. Oh, in Days of Future Past, that one shot where I love the comparison when he first travels, or when he does the traveling to the past, he's like shirtless with that girl, and like he gets shot up, and like then he drinks a beer shirtless, and then they compare him to X-Men, the first X-Men movie, and it's like, no, first X-Men is tween version of you. This version of you is scary. That's the scary guy at the gym you don't like to like mess around with. He's throwing weights around and you don't want to look at him in the eye.
It's funny because Ahmad brought up, she interviewed him, and she brought up that because he got cast, they had somebody else for Wolverine.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't remember. Yeah. And then he got cast so late that he didn't have time to do what he does now.
Oh.
To like get ready for those shirtless scenes. And because it's like he's done some sort of weird Benjamin Button thing. It's like, what's happening?
Maybe a little yawn. Maybe he like atrophy.
Yeah.
Wait, he was like fighting in Canada. I want to rewatch the first X-Men movie. I really like that as a kid. You didn't like it? Do you like X2?
Well, here's the thing. X2 is really good. Yeah. I think the best X2 is really good. Days of Future Past is really good. First Class is really good.
First Class is.
If you think about it, for all the shade it gets, the X-Men universe is for the majority of the movies they put out are pretty on point. The only real stinkers are Origins Wolverine and then X3
and 50-50 and. Apocalypse was not an A plus. It wasn't
an
A plus,
but it's not as bad as Origins or X3 in my opinion.
Ooh,
and I really like the Wolverine.
Ooh, no, the Wolverine was just fine. I didn't dislike any of it. The opening with the nuke blew my mind.
The opening with the nuke was great, and the train fight was really good.
I thought that was really creative. That turned out actually being better, because in the trailer, they would just show weird scenes of him like flying over the train. You're like, okay, what's happening?
But the way it played out was really
fun. That was cool.
Yeah. And, the only thing I didn't like about the Wolverine was the giant robot samurai at the end.
That was rough.
Yeah.
And like, we get it, Silver Samurai, he's there. Whatever, he's there. But and also Lizard Girl, I was like, she probably means more to other people, but when I was watching, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot
that
there's
actress
mutants.
Was pretty to look at.
She was.
She was real pretty to
look
at.
I don't know if she did get, she's there. All right, let's see what else other people are into this week. Just
yes.
I'd like to get one more in there.
Please do, Sam.
Oh, we got a little plug here. Catherine28 does being into writing my own novel count? I've just been spending like 80% of my free time just writing and developing characters for a horror novel. But I have been binge-watching Arrow in the background for a week.
There you go.
I'm excited for Arrow to come back.
Yeah.
Congratulations on writing a novel. It's very hard to do that. You should be proud of yourself.
Yes.
Just make sure you finish it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it.
It's right.
Also, one more thing to bring up, because I want to, and people will like it when we talk about superhero stuff. Caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Gonna be honest, forgot that it was on.
Yeah, but it's been really good so far this season.
Yeah, LMD, like, if you guys... I know they've had the lowest ratings they have had in the show's history.
Really?
For these past two, because I'm going to be honest, I didn't know they came back.
Yeah, same here, but I've been enjoying this more than... I really liked Ghost Rider, and I liked what they did with him.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying these episodes more than any of those episodes.
I like the way they treated Ghost Rider. He was like a special guest. It was like he wasn't part of the team. It was more like this is an epic team up for about, what is it, 8 to 10 episodes?
Yeah, and... but he didn't really fit the tone of the show. This is, for me, this is everything. Right now they're leaning into the stuff that I think the show does well and I'd like to see them do.
Yeah, LMD also like, they've had some pretty cool twists that I'm like, actually, I did not see that coming. And the reveal at the end of like the mid-season finale, I was like, what's happening?
Yeah.
This is getting crazy.
They take some twists from there. It's funny, like, it feels like they burn through the whole premise of LMD in that first episode back. You're like, what's happening?
No, it's so much, it could get so much worse.
Yeah.
And actually, I don't know where it's going right now, so you get like a hint, but I'm like, I want to know.
I think the last episode was really great. The first episode back was mostly good. I did not like the senator and her brother.
Okay, yeah, I watched that storyline.
It was so clunky, in my opinion.
They are definitely going to open that up by the end of this season or next. I like that the Inhumans are still a part of it, and I thought those scenes were interesting, like when they brought the Chitauri back around.
Conceptually, they're interesting. Yeah. I don't think those actors were saddled with a bunch of exposition.
Yeah.
And I don't think they were able to overcome it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I still enjoy it. I liked VJ. I was like, oh, please don't go with her, please. And like, just go back, and how cool would it be? He's basically Yo-Yo. But like, there is a fun twist of like, maybe he's...
Wait.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't know if people have caught
I know, that's why I said I wasn't going to go further.
Okay.
But I was... what was it? I was going to say it at the beginning of this episode. That's what I was going to do. I forgot. I had planned out an opening to this episode where I was like, guys, don't worry. Haven't seen Split yet. Can't ruin that ending for you.
Yeah.
I know apparently there's some twist.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I'm not here to ruin it. And then people are going to tweet me. They're like, I didn't need to know there was a twist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I can't help you.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm trying.
He's doing the best he can, everybody.
But yes, lots of stuff is happening, and we're getting close to all of our favorite shows coming back.
Yeah, next week.
Uh-huh. And one of our all-time favorite shows, one of the pilot things we talked about on this podcast, Voltron came back, and we would like to talk about their season 2.
But before, real quick,
mm-hmm.
before we get to that,
mm-hmm.
we would like to do a quick shout-out to our good boys at Lord Timepieces. Both Sam and I got watches from Lord Timepieces.
So
I don't know about
cool.
you. I'm finally wearing a watch again.
I keep it in my car so I can look cool when I go out.
I'm starting to be able to tell time on it, which is
right?
nice. Yeah.
Yeah, like they have a second hand on there. I'm like, look how fast you're going. No, they're
so
beautiful.
So if you
want
to watch with a second hand.
Yeah. These guys are based in London, so you know it's classy.
Yeah, but even though they're based in London, free shipping out to here to us.
Would you look at that?
People,
these old people,
Yankees, whatever. What's the
Yanks.
Term that they have for
there
Yanks?
Go.
There it is. I figured it out.
Uncle Sam's over here. No, that's not.
And by I figured it out, I mean Sam figured it out for me.
Oh man, but these brand new watches are actually taking social media by storm. Lord Timepieces makes it easy and very affordable for you to get a great gift.
Yeah,
They're great gifts.
They start at like $70.
Right?
Valentine's Day is on the way, so you got a special someone.
It's right on the corner.
Yeah. So if you got a special someone you want to get a present for, and you're like, I want to get something nice, but not too expensive, but expensive enough to make them feel special, here you go.
See, like, it's affordable, so you could buy them maybe a few watches and be like, hey, look, now you have stuff to match your outfit.
Or if you're broke like I was back in the day, you can get them one and feel really good about that because it took most of your paycheck.
But no, these are super cheap, awesome. I love a lot of the designs. It was really hard for us to pick, or at least for me, it was really hard for me to pick which one. I went with the simplistic design, got a little blue hands on there, black.
It's nice.
Like a black,
it's classic. It fits you. I look at that watch and I think, Sam.
Oh, look at that. And what do we say on three? One, two, three. Sam. Everybody at home on three? One, two, three. There you guys
there you go.
Go.
Good job, guys.
But I love the quality, and I mean, DJ, you were so nice to say that, but many other people have brought it up, and I've just been winking at them, and right on the other side of my eyelid, it says,
what Sam is trying to say is Lord, so many ladies, all right, have been admiring that watch of his. He's got three women right now drooling over him because of that watch.
Lord, timepieces.
Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Get one. But if you want 10% off today with free shipping, you can go to lordtimepieces.com and use our code only.
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 That's the code.
That's the code. Yeah. One more time with us. Only 10% off today with free shipping. By Lord Timepieces using the code only.
LordTimepieces.com.
I don't think you guys were able to repeat that with us, but you should go check it out. It's a pretty good deal.
Anyway.
Got minimalist designs, also other things too that are very pretty that I like, and
there's a lot
guys
of options, so take a look, and if you see something you like, we actually had a fan, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Sam, tweeted us that they got a watch using our code. So
guys, everybody should go do that on three. Everybody buy a watch. One, two, three,
go.
Tweet at us. Everyone buy the same one. All right, getting into the main meat of today's episode.
I'm really excited about this because Voltron. I really like this show.
Yum.
And then you watched it, and thankfully, you ever try to share something with somebody and they watch it and they're like, I didn't like it. And
that,
you're like, well,
that
I guess
hurts.
We can't be friends anymore.
That's
so
when you don't know it if you can trust them anymore. You're like, oh.
But you also like Voltron, and the show is back. Now, I have not finished this season yet.
Me neither.
I just finished episode 5.
I'm in the middle of episode 5.
Cool.
And like, oh, guys, if you've ever been like, I don't have enough time to watch the show, these episodes are 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, they
it's
are
real nice.
And
they're,
like,
they're snack sized.
Yeah, and they're great because it's like you get a really cool, expansive story.
Yep.
DJ, quick thing. What's Voltron?
Just
quick
just
for
quick
people
thing
who don't
for,
know.
Back in the day, it's an anime from back in the 80s, or at least the 80s is when it hit the States. It's about 5 rogue pilots that have these robot lions that combine into a giant mech. And if you're like, wow, that sounds a lot like Power Rangers, good for you. Power Rangers ripped it off.
Yeah. Power Rangers is the more successful version.
Yeah, but it was a classic. It's funny because obviously it had been on the air for a while when I came around and started paying attention to those things, and it never really clicked for me like Power Rangers did. So when the new show was coming out, I was like, eh, whatever. But then Studio Mir, who did Avatar and Legend of Korra, were producing it, and one of the producers on it, Joaquin Dos Santos, directed all of my favorite episodes of Justice League Unlimited.
Oh, cool.
He directed a bunch of great episodes of Avatar. He was a producer on Legend of Korra.
Ooh.
And so when I heard that they were doing it, I was like, okay, I'll check it out. And it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. If you guys just like fun sci-fi space adventures with beautiful animation and actually clever voice acting,
really talented
you'll
voice
like
actors.
It.
People have told me this a million times and I keep forgetting, but Steve Yeun from Walking Dead voices Keith, who is my favorite character.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's cool.
And Keith is still my favorite character.
Keith's great.
5 episodes into season 2.
I'm really liking Pidge.
Pidge is really good.
Pidge
too.
Is like, they're really using Pidge a lot, and I enjoy it. So, guys, don't worry. We're not going to get into spoilers or anything.
Did I ever get a chance to talk to you about how they did the Pidge reveal?
Well, I mean, we talked about it like when we were talking
back
about
in the
it
day.
Here.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? You really liked it?
I liked it because
it was cool.
Listen, if you guys haven't watched season 1, there's probably going to be some minor spoilers here. Back in the day, it always tripped me out as a kid because Pidge sounded like a girl. Uh-huh. Like the voice actor sounded like a girl, but it was supposed to be a boy.
Uh-huh.
And so in this show where it's like, oh, she's a girl. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's good for
but
you.
But there's like a whole complex backstory, which is really fun to watch. And I really enjoyed that episode. Also, Pidge is like the tech person. I always like the tech person on the team. And she has this... I think it's episode 4 that we get into
with
it.
With the plant people.
Yeah, the plant people, like computer-y plant people. It was super cool and unique, and it was fun to. It's really fun to see how they flesh out each individual character. Because I remember you talking about it right when when Voltron came out. Is that originally it was like five people that you're like, no, they're all different, but really they're all the same kind of character. Here they're all five very unique people. Yes. Keith and Lance, season one. One's the angry one, one's the
ladies man,
but kind of the same. They kind of blurred together in my brain. This, like, seeing them at odds with each other, I kind of like, also because it was like in Legends of Tomorrow when they pitted Ray Palmer and
New Guy,
Citizen Steel, New Guy against each other. I'm like, God, you guys look you look basically the same, and I don't understand why you're mad at each other. It's just trying to differentiate that you guys look similar, but you're different people.
Generically handsome white guy.
Like really generic. Yeah. Like, like not too much facial definition to like be like standing out, but like enough for you to be really handsome.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You look at him, you're like, that's a good looking guy. It's the same. Like,
If I saw him and then walked down the street and saw the other guy, I was like, huh, did he run around?
Yeah,
like,
that was really quick. No, but it's that was cool, and something I've been really enjoying this season is, so far at least, going into different environments.
Yeah.
Like episode one, she's in that kind of, Pidge's in that junk asteroid field.
That was beautiful.
It was really pretty. That was cool. And then the water planet in episode two.
Water planet, but also like the time loop story. That was,
Rhys
Darby.
Yeah.
I love him.
He's funny.
He's in Series of Unfortunate Events. No. Uh-uh.
Is he in Series of Unfortunate Events?
Yes. Nice. And he's in the fourth book, so that's episode 7 and 8.
Okay. That's cool.
It's just so charming to see him on screen. Like him
fantastic.
A lot.
Did you see What We Do in the Shadows?
Yes. Yeah. He's a werewolf.
He's a werewolf, not a werewolves, not werewolves. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, he plays the Flight of Conchords manager in Flight of Conchords, and he's awful at it. He actually works at the consulate, and so he's trying to be their manager on the side, and he's just not.
He's always as good at playing the incompetent guy. Like, he was the manager for Jim Carrey's character in Yes Man, which is basically Liar Liar 2, but not as good. But he is very funny in it.
He served in the New Zealand military, and he's climbed Mount Everest.
Really?
Yeah. Something like that. He's climbed one of those peaks that people have died climbing.
Oh, that's cool. Maybe Kilimanjaro.
Maybe.
But he in Series of Unfortunate Events, which is a show you should still check out.
I really want to check it out. It's, I just have a chance.
What I've heard from most people who just didn't read the series.
Their episodes are not 20 minutes long. It's a little harder.
Yeah. But what I've heard of people who haven't read it, the first two episodes, they're like, not totally sold, but we like what we're seeing. By book two, so that's episode 3 and 4, you really get into it because it's like you get some really fun characters.
That's cool.
Which is fun. Anyways, back to Voltron. Love Rhys Darby.
Yes.
New Zealand man. He's fantastic, and I love what they're doing with this character so far.
Seeing him like age down, they got some pretty good bits out of that.
A few jokes.
Yeah.
A few giggles from me.
He still had his mustache when he was a little,
Baby. It just moved up.
Yeah.
Which I really enjoyed. And they're doing a really good job of like expanding the universe, because I think last season we were like, and we're at the castle, and we're on Earth, and here's bad guy ship, and another bad guy ship, and
they spent a few episodes on that living planet.
Which was cool.
Yeah,
but it was just like, come on, let's get unique.
We got water planet, we got forest world, which has been, I think you have the same feeling, that's been my favorite so far.
Yeah, so cool.
The concept behind about these like tech wizards using that ability towards plants, which was smart with Pidge, because her line is associated with greenery and plant life, but she's the tech person, so kind of like merging those two ideas.
And like I like that each of the lion bots and their pilots are like exploring what's unique about them.
Yeah.
Like Chunk. Can't do that anymore. That's an 80s move for like the chubby kid. They're like, oh, his name's Chunk. It's like, come on, guys, that's not cool. Anyways, Hunk, I like that he's the sturdy one. Like you can't like knock him over. He's the wrecking ball, and Keith is like the untamable guy. He's a jerk, and he will go in and mess everybody up. And then you got the water guy, because he's slick and smooth with the ladies. And now you got the green.
Hopes to be.
One day.
Yeah. Something that the only person that didn't really have a real defined character for me was Shiro. Like, he's a real solid leader, but he's not, his personality doesn't stand out. But it's been interesting this season, because they've really emphasized how competent he is as a commander, and that makes me like him more.
And you brought this up, because I noticed it too, and I really enjoyed it, that the choreography of scenes, and I don't mean fighting, it's just how things play out. It's not just turn by turn. Like, people aren't just doing things. It's like, no, they're moving, like, the Studio Mir.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like to have people move like humans would. There's one scene where one of the main characters is trying to run away from an explosion that's happening, and he gets hit by it. And so he gets banged against a wall and, like, thrown into where he needs to go, but it's like, he does it by accident. It's more of like, it's just how gravity and the physics of the world work for him to get where he needs to go.
And there's also a robot chasing him that gets hit and then, like, falls halfway between the door, and then the door shuts on the robot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a cool fight. Even the water episode, which to me was kind of the premise was kind of weaker.
Mm-hmm.
There was fun.
It was more just fun world.
Exactly. Yeah. The action that they did underwater and how they made the action sequences work within an environment that doesn't have the same type of gravity. And then the twist in that episode is super dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
So dark.
Because
of the setup. They set up what's happening.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh, I guess that character's just gone now forever.
Yeah. That wasn't fair. That really wasn't fair at all. But and like, no one was like, oh, where'd she go?
I also like that.
They were like, they just like, whatever.
I also like that one thing I liked in the first season that they're continuing on here is the old show did kind of like, once they introduced the concept of Voltron, every episode went, and then they just go to Voltron.
Mm-hmm.
This show finds excuses for them to fight with the castle, fight with the five lines separated. Mm-hmm. Like, it gets each episode kind of does its own thing. Like, the one you're in five, when they're trying to outrun the Galra, which they're doing interesting things with. First season was just like, they're the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a little more complicated.
Yeah. And I like when we get to, like, a prejudice episode. Like, Supergirl, it was like, the Daxamite came and was like, we hate each other. Why? It's just prejudice, you know, classic. And then with this, it's like, no, the Galran, we hate them. It's like, because they're bad. Well, yeah, proof that they're pretty bad, but it's like, we're going to guess who's going to learn a lesson soon. Mm-hmm.
It was interesting that they didn't, in that episode, which I think is probably my favorite of the season that I've seen so far, because you've got that great action sequence as a guy breaks into the castle.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
So cool. Mm-hmm. I need to look up if they make action figures for this show, because I want Keith, and if they make one of the guy that was breaking in, I want one of him.
I want all the Lion Bots.
Make Voltron.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, so I hope they come with...
Now I get why kids want action figures.
Right? Well, I'm hoping that... Do they come with the accessories? Because, like, Hunk can make a giant gun for Voltron, and they got the sword. Like, I want the...
He's doing such a good job at selling the toys.
So good.
That's not even the point.
Because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
You want it. It's such a beautiful show.
Mm-hmm. Damn. They got me. They got us, man.
We've been
but
tricked.
Guess what? I got nephews, so I'll buy it for
them.
He's like,
go.
No, you guys don't watch Voltron. It's okay. Here, I'll explain everything for you.
I'll buy all these toys for you and then keep them for you whenever you come over to my place.
Perfect.
They'll be here.
Yeah, they'll be here for me. Maybe don't touch them too much. We want to keep those nice and clean.
Yeah.
But we tweeted out asking you guys' thoughts on season 2, season 1 as well, from Vanny at Vanny J. It was a lot of fun, very Keith-centric, but I didn't mind that. The animation was even better this season as well. It's because I think they're exploring more worlds, so you get to really see what they can do.
Like, yeah, I like that a lot.
That free-floating space junkyard nebula thing was beautiful.
It was great. What are some other good ones? We had the forest planet, like we said. Also a cool bad guy in that one, the weapon that they make.
Yeah, it was scary.
Mm-hmm. I like, and Keith is my favorite. That's everybody knows that at this point, probably.
Keith?
Yeah. Who's your favorite?
Pidge right now. I really liked Altea. Altea? The princess.
Yeah, yeah.
I really liked the princess. I was also, I liked when they, season one, they're like, I think they're sneaking into that base and she could shapeshift. And
suddenly,
you're like,
suddenly she had the ability to shapeshift.
And like barely, like not like a lot, but just like enough. And you're like, subtle shapeshifting. That could have been used a long
time ago. Yeah.
But I still, I enjoy her, and I really enjoy Rose Darby's character.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I can't believe I'm not.
Mustache Man.
Yeah.
It's something British that they make for him. But I really like them. Not that I don't dislike any of the Lion Bots. I've had to pick one. I do Pidge because I like what she's doing. I like what they've got going on. And also, Shiro, like, now they're building him out. So I'm excited by the end of the season to see where he's at. Are they only doing 2 seasons?
Don't know. I don't know. I think it's been doing pretty well. Hopefully it's doing well. The way they normally do this is you get an order for animated seasons, usually get like 2 seasons at a time.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if, you know, and something else they do a lot of times is they get like, this is Voltron Legendary Defender. So the next set could be Voltron Universe Destroyer. I don't know.
Oh, what true. The, there was like, yeah. Oh my God.
How many
guys.
Ben 10s?
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Because there were so many.
No, because I tried to keep, don't say I want to try. I remember I was like, embarrassing story time. Yeah. It was near like the end of high school, and I was like, you know what? This show has always had an interesting premise to me. It's like a watch and you can shapeshift. Cool. Let me try. I sat down and I like watched through the first like chunk, which is when he's a kid. And I'm like, okay, this is real bad. And then we get to like, and then it gets like the weird spinoff thing, and he's got like a bunch of more options. And then there's another spinoff where he's got all of his options inside of his watch instead of just 10. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was just, I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. Was it ever 10?
It was, yes, okay. It was. And like the cool storylines that they would go with, the ones that I really enjoyed was there was like types of aliens, and one of them was a ghost. And the ghost, though.
Ghost type is strong against psychic.
Right? Uh-huh. Important to remember. Uh-huh. But when he would use the ghost type, things would start happening, and that basically the DNA of that creature is the creature. The DNA, like it's not like a being that is made up of a bunch of things. Like even down to the cellular level, that's it.
Yeah, okay.
So once you put that inside the watch, the things inside of it, it's not like he doesn't get to change his physiology. He just becomes that thing. So weird. It broke out of the watch and took control of him and everything. And
cool.
There's a lot of cool like world building things there. Like they went to a water world where there was no surface anywhere. There was just a core at the bottom that had like a centrifuge that was spinning to keep all the water intact on the planet. So that was fun. By the end of it, I was like, I have no idea why I just did this to myself. I don't know why I did this. But thank you, Netflix, for having all of Ben 10 for me. Let's do another tweet. James at James Stark Plays. Hello, buddy. Let's have you on the show one of these days, huh? Because you're always an avid supporter, and I appreciate it. James writes, I'm glad it didn't suffer from the let's just do a season 2 syndrome. I felt the work put into it for the fans of the show. Yeah. It's thus far. I mean, guessing a lot of other people already finished with it, but we'll be done with it by the next time we record
probably.
It's so short, and like I could do this when I'm on the toilet because I take a long time
on the
toilet.
You do a surprising amount of time. I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
That's fine. It's more of I just start reading comics.
That's fair. Yeah. As long as it's not like a medical thing or something.
Oh, no. Okay. I know people are like, where are you? I'm like, I'm reading.
I'm
reading. Why is that weird? Yeah. I like to sit down when I pee. Hit me up about Twitter about that.
I don't know how to pronounce this person's name. It's IQBAL at IQ...
B-A-L-I-U-S-H-A.
Yeah, sure.
It's on the screen.
Just read it on the screen. I really liked it, and I especially love how they build on the relationships between the Paladins and the Lions.
Yes,
you talked
about that. Pidge's story, like that whole thing. Like, but I did love the line where it was like, Pidge is like in her line and she's kind of like hurt or whatever, and then like she gets like a psychic message from somebody and she said, how you doing that? And the person's like, no time. Okay. It's like, or no. It's too complicated to explain, but here's the message of the episode. Yeah. It was like, huh.
I also like,
you didn't even hide it? You didn't even try to come up with like
anything.
A thing?
No,
like,
I also like how they...
That was so not lazy, because I appreciated how just forward it was. It was just like, shut up. let me just do
the
thing.
We don't want an explanation for this. I also do like the classic kid show thing of, you need to bond with your lion. But I thought I did that last season. You need to bond more.
Bond double.
Yeah. And it's one of those, like, I wish there was, like, more of a plot premise as opposed to, like, a lesson that we're supposed to learn about bonding with our giant robot lion.
No, your pets.
Yeah.
You go home and, like, but we bonded. No, bond deeper. And your mind just melts. And you become one being. That's the lesson.
That's the lesson. Uh-huh. But it's still, like, even in those moments that aren't quite as... profound, if you will.
You do get some really cool action.
You get some great action and some really great animation connect. It's fun. Yeah. And the characters are really fun.
Oh, it's great sound design, too. There's like, they like to do a lot of humor with like sound and like little effects and stuff. You saw it a lot in Legend of Korra. They amped it up from Avatar, and it was just really cool. It's like just little sound effects, little stuff to like alleviate some of the tension.
Yeah, they did that a lot with the episode that you're in, because I just had his name and it just restarted his character. It was right there.
Like this thing with a D? Yeah. No, I'm just thinking Darby.
Darby, yeah.
I mean, I could look it up. I'll look it up.
Look it up real
we
quick.
We have another tweet.
He gets the slipperies.
And I like this.
And while the worst thing that's happened to them this season so far is going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, you brought this up when you were talking earlier, is that they have like this cool world building things where it's not like you have to learn a big lesson about it.
Yeah.
It's more like blanking. It's like just tiny things where it's like colloquial. It's you learn like, oh, praise Lobus or something like that. And it's like, you don't need to overthink it. It's like that's just a god or something really important to them, and we move on past it.
Nobody, none of the planets I go to have some other language other than English that they speak, but they all have little terms that are unique to them that slightly confuse our main characters.
And I love that, like a tick and a second, and like there's like other terms for like just like thing they know they
count
can't translate.
Ticks.
Yeah. And it's like it's slightly longer than a second. I like when they timed it because it was so that's such a stupid thing in a story. It's like, well, how does time work for you? It's like they look at it and it's like that's just slightly off. Just pick one. Just go with ticks. I think they go with ticks.
I do think they go with ticks.
Ooh, everybody, they're going with ticks.
How does everybody feel about them going with ticks? Let's talk about
Quran.
Quran, there it is.
Quran.
Why?
Yeah.
Why was that?
Allura. Allura. Shiro, Hunk, Lance, Pidge, Keith. Got you back, guys.
They're doing some interesting thing. Obviously, those at home that have watched it know what's happening with Keith. But there might be some interesting connections that he has.
Blake Anderson from Workaholics is on this show.
Is what?
His name is Matthew Holt. I don't know who Matthew Holt was. I'm feeling like he was a first up. Norman Reedus was on this show?
What?
Rolo. Does Rolo mean any? Nolan North.
Oh, no. He might have been, remember those alien bounty hunters that they ran into that one episode?
Oh.
Maybe that.
Norman Reedus.
I don't know for sure,
Lacey
though.
Chabert. Now this is weird. Now
Lacey Chabert from Mean Girls.
Yeah. Weird Al Yankovic.
I don't think he's shown up yet. I think we'd know. We'd know.
But he has no credit, but he's just, maybe he's just the sound effects, kind of like, Tom Bradley, D. Bradley Baker, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting his name all mixed up. But
or
the like, guy who does sound animal noises
Or like
for
BB-8.
TV shows. Yeah, yeah. He helped with BB-8.
No, I'm thinking of Bill Hader did BB-8 sounds.
Wait, okay, now I got D. Bradley. Brad, nope.
While you're looking at Missa Rogue at Misa Tweets, loved the jokes and loved the action. Thought the story was paced perfectly. Just an awesome season. Already hyped for season 3.
Oh,
maybe she
please,
knows something we don't.
Please give us season 3. I know they're going to like tease us with it. Okay, so we're not near the end yet.
No.
But what are you hoping for the rest of season 2? Since we're at episode 5 and the premise of this episode right now, just so everyone can get caught up once you start watching.
Yes.
Excuse me. They're getting hunted by the
Gaara.
Thank you. I was going to say Gruffins. they're getting hunted by the bad guy, bad boys.
Welcome to Only Stupid Answers podcast, where we talk about shows and get all the names wrong.
Yeah, and basic plot points wrong too. But hey, you're not. You know what you're signing up for.
Yeah, exactly.
But what do you want to see from here on out? What's something, a fun storyline you think would be cool to see?
I'd like to see them kind of, and I don't know if this would help the show or if this is just my own fan wants. I'd like to see them continue to like diversify. I'd like to see their costumes be different from each other and see the lions. Like I was kind of hoping in the plant episode when she kind of like merged with the plants that maybe it would get some like plant elements as a part of it. Like maybe each of the lions have their own kind of like design elements that are unique to them.
That'd be cool.
Because that was kind of always the thing that turned me off of Ultron and made Power Rangers cooler, because the Power Rangers, all their Zords are different animals.
Mm-hmm.
And with Ultron, it's like it's all just lions.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting. But they've done a good job of making all those lions look slightly different and also function slightly different. And I'd like to see them kind of run with that more. Again,
And the lions themselves have different personalities, which is really cool. Yeah. I would like that as well. I would like to see. I liked last season when Hunk got to be like a guy who was rallying the troops, even though he clearly didn't know what he was doing, and it didn't work out. It worked out, but it didn't work out totally to plan, which I still appreciated. Like there was always a twist and a turn of like how this story is going to play out. Yeah. I enjoyed that. Pidge got an episode of that. I would like that for Keith and Lance. I want Lance to have the chance to do what Sokka did in Avatar, where he got to really mature and become like this awesome leader, because he can be, and like he wants to be a really good pilot, and he is a good pilot, but like show us that. Show Keith toning it down, like not I like where he's at right now, but like toning down like the anger a little bit, like finding like just I don't know some way to be more happy,
because
Also, I have questions for you later that I don't that would spoil this if people haven't seen season two yet. But remind me that I do have a question for you. But I'm excited for the rest of the season. I like that I have 8+ more episodes to go.
Yeah, I like that we didn't have a big, bulky first episode.
It would have turned me off a little bit.
We got more episodes, essentially. Yeah, I'm really excited to see where they go. I'm interested. You know, another thing I'd be interested in finding out more is Keith and Shiro's backstory.
Yeah,
because they clearly have a close connection.
Yeah, why? But I wonder why.
But
yeah.
We don't know anything. We just kind of ran into both of them at the first episode, and we don't know really where they came from together. And since we found out more about how Shiro escaped the Galra, which was really cool.
Yeah, with the little space-time bubble and everything.
Yeah. I'd like to know more about that backstory. Well, really, it really is a well-paced show.
Keep going into the sci-fi heavy concepts. Yeah. I love when you do that. Also, like, there's magic in there, and you're like, sure.
Why not? Uh-huh. Yeah. I like the music too. It reminds me a lot of Mass Effect.
It's very 80s centric, and I love it. It's like obviously not. The show is very well put together. It's like everything's very intentional, like how they're structuring it, and like it's like a nod to the original show as well. Yeah. It's just a better. Let's just be real, everybody.
Don't get really angry with us for just being honest.
But guys, let us know in the comments. Nope. Twitter, on social media, what you guys think about Voltron, if there's any other Netflix shows that we should be checking out. I know Travelers came out, and it looks like a time travel show.
Netflix has so many shows. It's hard to keep crying out loud, man.
Like, a series of unfortunate events came out, and then what, a week later, we got Voltron. Yeah. It's just like, I have to do other things. I can't just sit
Netflix
here for 8 hours
watching
TV. But I will. Don't be mistaken, everybody. I will do that. I will ruin a day to watch all of this.
Smallville.
No one. We don't talk about that. Wait, I did buy a poster, and I can't find it for Smallville, and it was definitely smaller than advertised. It was also.
They should put that like, here's this great poster, smaller than advertised.
Yeah, it's a Smallville. Come on. Why'd I do that?
Hey, listen, how many episodes were there? Over 100.
Over 100. I'll get you one.
There was at least like 10 really good episodes in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lionel. Remember that episode where Lionel gets his head shaved?
Oh, yeah.
Intense. Uh-huh. That was intense.
I watched roughly, if we're saying there's 23 episodes per season, which there usually was. I watched 230 hours of TV. How does that make everybody feel? Does everybody feel good about that? I'm rounding up, obviously, because most of those episodes are
probably
40
about
40
minutes.
Yeah, so give or take. So it's over 200. Does everybody
you seem real happy about that.
Well, it's 230 episodes, so I just don't feel times 40.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I don't know if this math is right. These only
probably
stupid
not.
Answers,
it's
man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to read out this number. No, I don't want it. No, you guys will be mean to me. You guys will be mean to me. You tell me the math. You ruin me.
Hey, listen, Sam, if you wanted to use that time a little bit more wisely in the future, you could go to Penn State World Campus online and get a degree.
That's so cool. They probably helped me out with my math,
probably.
Right?
We did an escape room this week for the first time, and there was a math problem. I did it with my wife, and she was just able to get through it like that. And I was like, that was really impressive. She's like, it was easy math.
Oh. Yeah, well, super easy, well, right?
Yeah, of course.
I do that every day on my way to work. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
But yeah, if you can go to Penn State World Campus, and there are 125 different graduate and undergraduate degree programs. Maybe they'll help me get a sentence out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just do it online if you didn't go to school for whatever reason, work. Got in the way, or
life gets in the way.
Yeah, any other
lots
thing.
Of stuff happens. Like, I mean, for me, I honesty time, guys. I only went to 1 year of school, and then an internship opportunity appeared, and that turned into the job I have now. So I don't regret my decision, but also at the same time, I'm like, I would like to go back and get a degree.
Yeah,
definitely would help me with my speaking, my math
there
skills as well.
Both of us are struggling with it right now. Yeah,
so
and
Penn
I do
State,
have a degree.
Penn State World Campus is sounding like a pretty sweet deal to me.
Yeah, you can go to worldcampus.psu.edu, or maybe you're like me, you got a college degree, but you'd like to further your education. Penn State World Campus has the most top 10 ranked programs in U.S. News and World Report's 2017 Best Online Programs rankings.
Whoa.
So again, if you're thinking about furthering your education, check out worldcampus.psu.edu and see if it's the right fit for you.
Yeah, they're convenient. They're flexible. It's online. Yeah. Super easy. Everybody's online.
Yeah.
He's online. So go ahead, check it out. Let's say it one more time because it's fun to repeat stuff.
worldcampus.psu.edu. There it is, guys. So that's it. I think that's it for
we're there. Guys, again, thank you for sticking with us and supporting the show. We like to keep it free, and we do all these really fun ads, and we do them because we believe in them, so you should all go check them out. But again, thank you for tuning in this week. My name is Sam Bash. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. So many places. Sam Basher, SAMBASHOR.
Yeah.
DJ, where can they find you?
At DJ Talks Trash on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Again, I'm working on a comic. So you've heard me talk about comics. You heard me talk about this stuff. Here's a chance. I'm going to need your help in a crowdfunding campaign. And so stay tuned for that. I will obviously do my best to keep you guys informed of that because I want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, DJ Talk Trash, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube.
Very cool.
That's the place to find me.
But also you can find the Only Stupid Answers on a bunch of other platforms as well. Yeah. Twitter, yes. Only Stupid Answers.
Take out the vowels from stupid.
Thank you. Facebook and Instagram, Only Stupid Answers. Super easy. Also hit us up on reddit.com/r/onlystupidanswers because a lot of the listeners have created a fun community there.
Yeah.
And if you guys just want a place to go and talk about this nerdy stuff, like as of right now, we like to have a dialogue with you by reading tweets and whatnot. Yep. But if you want to have an active conversation about the things that you love, I suggest going over to that subreddit.
Definitely.
It's very cool.
It's so exciting.
But also make sure that you go rate and review us on iTunes.
Yep,
Super easy. 5 stars, love it. Read you on the show. Also, listen to us on Spotify, Audio Boom, Stitcher.
Many more. Overcast, Player FM.
We harmonized for a second there, which is really cool. Guys, also, a little shout out near the end. I apologize. I meant to bring this up earlier.
Ooh.
But a very beautiful listener. Made a theme song for Only Stupid Answers.
Yeah.
And now we're going to find a way to share it online so that you guys can listen to it. Maybe in like a future episode we can like weave it in.
Yeah. We'll need to figure out
really
a way
cool.
to do that.
But yeah, just wanted a little shout out to all you guys for being so awesome and supporting us. If you guys make anything like fan art or songs or pastries for us, like hit us up on the subreddit or on any of our social medias and we'd love to see it.
Please.
Any final thoughts, DJ?
Thank you.
Was that for me or was that for them?
It was for everybody.
Oh, thank you so much.
How about you, Sam? Any final thoughts for me?
Final thought? Everybody get close. Everybody's close. I just hope you have a really good week, okay?
That sounds great to me.
Okay. And that's it from us. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Boo.